Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time.
Good morning, your Morning Boost listeners. Happy Tuesday to you all. Today, June 10th, marks National Iced Tea Day, a perfect excuse for a refreshing pick-me-up. I'm Jess Hansen, and I'm really excited to be joining you each day this week as a new contributor with AWB Education. As you're gearing up for fall initiatives, a critical component of successful planning is effectively incorporating feedback from your staff. Your teachers, support staff, and administrators are on the front lines every day, and their insights are invaluable. Neglecting their perspectives can lead to initiatives that miss the mark or face significant resistance. Today, we're going to explore practical ways to not only solicit, but genuinely integrate staff feedback into your strategic planning for the upcoming academic year, ensuring a more collaborative and effective launch. All right, let's talk about turning staff feedback into actionable plans for your fall initiatives. First, establish clear feedback channels. Make it easy for staff to share their thoughts. This could be through anonymous surveys, suggestion boxes, open-door policies, or dedicated feedback sessions. For example, you might utilize digital tools like Google Forms for anonymous surveys on specific topics, or set up informal Coffee with the Principal sessions. I once set up a Dream Big suggestion box in the staff lounge, and the surprising ideas we received completely transformed our approach to professional development that year. Next, actively listen and acknowledge. When feedback is given, truly listen without interruption and acknowledge what you've heard. Even if you can't implement every suggestion, showing that you've heard and understood goes a long way. For example, rephrase their feedback to confirm understanding. So, if I'm hearing you correctly, the biggest challenge with our current grading system is, according to a study by Gallup, engaged employees are more likely to offer constructive feedback. Creating a culture where feedback is valued is key to engagement. Then, synthesize and prioritize feedback. Once collected, analyze the feedback for common themes and prioritize areas that align with your strategic goals or address critical pain points. If multiple staff members suggest a need for more professional development on differentiated instruction, for instance, this becomes a high priority area for fall planning. Finally, communicate how feedback will be used, or why not. Transparency is crucial. Let staff know how their feedback is being considered, what changes will be made as a result, and if some suggestions can't be implemented, explain why. You could send out a summary email outlining key feedback themes and how they've influenced the fall plan, or present it at a staff meeting. I remember a time when our budget wouldn't allow for a popular staff suggestion, but by clearly explaining the financial constraints, we actually built more trust rather than resentment. Successfully incorporating staff feedback involves establishing clear channels, actively listening, synthesizing and prioritizing what you hear, and then communicating transparently about how that feedback is being used. When your staff feels heard and valued, they become more invested in the success of your school's initiatives. Think of your staff as the experts on the ground. They see things you might not, and their collective wisdom is an untapped resource just waiting to be leveraged. When you empower them to contribute their ideas, you're not just improving your plans, you're building a stronger, more collaborative school community. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.